Hello and welcome to Poetry Nonstop. I'm Patrick Widdis, introducing you to another Norfolk poet. Kathleen Davies is a writer, teacher, editor and researcher. They are currently completing their Creative Critical PhD at the University of East Anglia and have already published two books. A short story collection, Cheeky Bloody Articles in 2022, and their memoir, and Marvel in 2023. Their upcoming collection, Fluid, will be released in 2024. Kathleen adds that they live with their flatmate and their 19-year-old cat, Fliss. In their spare time, they haunt gritty venues, drink too much beer, and enjoy their local music scene. Kathleen is a very versatile writer, and you never quite know what they're going to come up with next. In these three poems, we hear about the pandemic, politics, the Mars rover, David Bowie, and love. There is always love. You can find more info and links to Kathleen's work, as ever, on poetrynonstop.com. Enjoy their poems.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Davies, and today I'm going to read to you some poems. So this first one is called From Balconies. It's a poem that I wrote in March 2020, and it was based on the really beautiful viral video of Italian people singing to each other on their balconies through quarantine. And I really loved this. I thought that it was a fantastic showing of humanity coming together to overcome this international trauma. And it really felt like this was a moment in time where we would be able to progress and move forward from the way that we were doing things which wasn't working, where we would start valuing essential workers and moving away from this needless capitalist 9-to-5, 5 days a week office culture. You know, we had a lot of opportunity to protest, and there was a lot of BLM movement going on during this time as well. And it definitely seemed like there was this hope that was developing. Unfortunately, I think that we kind of lost that a little bit as things went on, and we've gone back to normality, which is comfortable but, you know, disappointing. So this is a poem that I wrote when I was still full of hope. So here it is, From Balconies. While bodies still lie stiff in morgues and cannot yet be burned for change, their ash cannot blow onto tree roots, will not feed a dawning age, but people will get restless and they'll sing from balconies. While governments still hide the facts with masturbatory facade of staying strong and saving face with cries of truth and protest barred, the people will get restless and they'll sing from balconies. And here, with empty barren shelves and mugs of English breakfast tea and vacant office car parks left to our optional quarantine, our isolation leads to love and building up communities, and anger gets directed at authorities with hands unclean, when clapping means far less to us than taxes spent responsibly, and we have time to strike and fight for those who suffer mercilessly, then all of them will realise these dead cannot be burned unseen, because people will get restless, yes, us people will get restless, they can fight, kill and arrest us, but we'll scream from balconies. Okay, so this next one is a love poem, particularly about the kind of love that's often belittled or told is immoral or unimportant. So beautiful sapphic love, really. It's called Sublime. Blonde hair, blue eyes and curves beneath pink pastel dress, white ballet pumps. Her beauty can make me believe in God's omnibenevolence. Her mother's arm a chain link fence, my angel dragged her feet through gravel, scrunched her hair up because you know that she just likes it better tangled, and in that moment I put faith in her religious institution. She wanted to sit a while, watch pink and red stained glass the sky, the world closed in above us, now a brushstroke in her sunset eyes. Her perfume tasted sugar sweet like fake strawberry flavouring. Her eyelids fluttered as we kissed, our light white thigh hairs stood on end, and risking pain for love felt then like the only risk worth taking. Okay, so this last poem that I'm reading is called Opportunity. So this was based on the Opportunity rover that was sent to Mars, who eventually, I want to say passed away or died, but really the batteries just ran out after it completed its course. And, you know, it spent a lot of time alone singing happy birthday to itself at one point. And, you know, I found it very moving emotionally. So you can find this poem in my collection And Marvel, available from all mediocre retailers. And it's dedicated to a young poet who's no longer with us called Dan Collins. So this is opportunity. Thank you. The Opportunity rover died on Mars alone while it was getting dark and its batteries were low. And at the time I was reading about Ziggy Stardust, the man who fell to Earth and sacrificed himself in reverent crucifixion. And at the time I was grieving a beautiful young boy who wrote stories about Catholic guilt repressing sexualities. And I thought about how much this boy liked David Bowie, and I thought about the spiders from Mars, and I thought about rock and roll suicides, but mostly I just worried about opportunity because it is so scary in the dark. Okay, thank you so much for having me. That's my lot. Cheers again, Patrick, and I'll see you soon. Bye.